Hello guys, and I'd like to say a very big thank you to everyone for tuning in and you are listening to Melon Sugar Podcast. I'm Kedo. So I get a lot of people asking, who is Kedo? Now let's say it's just me. I'm just simple. I like to talk a lot and I just tell what's on my mind. I don't care whatever. I'll just think it's what's on my mind. I'll just tell you everything. So about the reviews of the anti-vax and the pro-vaccine, our last episode that was released on Wednesday, I think, wait, Friday. So it was recorded a month ago, and I wasn't too sure if I should place it out there. But I think on Thursday, I got the courage and I was like, oh, let me just place it out there and just see. Seriously, you guys did so well. We got massive reviews just all over. Interestingly, I never thought it would really, really do well, but I checked my statistics and everything was going on smoothly. I was like, whoa, seriously. So I get all of these people listening to me, really. But I'd like to thank every one of you for just streaming and downloading it and subscribing. So if you are a new listener and you've not subscribed or followed, I'll let you know. Don't worry, just check out our Linktree website. So you go www.link.tr.ee/ms5. That's our Linktree and website. So you can just get every platform that we are on, that's Spotify and everywhere, and we are now available on Deezer and a whole lot of other platforms. So I like to say a very big thank you to you all guys for listening and just tuning in. And I got a lot of people not satisfied with our last episode, and they were like having issues with the voice, the microphone. I'm not like, yeah, true guys. I understand you guys. I got a new microphone and it was, I think I set it up the wrong way, so I was not getting the actual like feed that I wanted to get. But I'm so happy now. I hope you guys can listen to me now. Yeah. So without much ado, let's go on to our episode. I like to say this is Melon Sugar and this is Freaky Friday. So apparently a lot of things happen over the weekend. Over the weekdays, and I like to say it's a story that you sound, for me, it baffled me a lot, because I was like, whoa, what is this? So our first story is about that woman, Sarah Bruni or whatever. Seriously, I was at the office, and I think on Monday one of my colleagues of mine was just listening to one lady, and I was like, who is this? Seriously, who is this? Because whatever, I think for the first video, what she posted was just, it was very funny to me, because, and for me, I still don't believe her, whatever she's saying, but it's up to you guys. You can choose to believe her or not, but for me, I don't believe whatever she's saying. I think, okay, you're a friend of the president, so yeah, he could invite you over and back. I'm not sure Nana Addo or Adetigo do that, so. I think I got Monday, I saw the video and I was like, oh, this is just that social media, that kind of girls will just maybe come up and just say a whole lot of stuff and we'll just go like free and we'll just bounce. So on Wednesday, I think it's just the thing just escalated everywhere. You go straight up, Sarah Bruni. I'm like, whoa. So like she was just releasing pictures of when she was invited to sit in your presidential jet and all that, and seriously, I would say it's kind of pissed me off. But I was like, oh, okay, so if the president has had something to do with it, so what? Just shut up. He's human being So he's still a human being, so anything could happen. So you just have to just don't come and bother us. You're a grown up woman. I think you know what's right. You don't just come up, and even if they've done something to you wrong, you don't just come up and just say, oh, this, that. It's not right. So for me, I take it like, okay, but you could see on social media, there were a lot of people having like stories about it. And since, let me see, Monday, she's been trending on Twitter. So you could go to, so you could just see it on, and you just see Sewa Boni, just go to the top trends and you just see a whole lot. You even see people tweeting like this. I'm even happy you came and confessed your sin. After that, Sewa Boni, that story led us to nowhere. It's so sad. So yeah, you always get people like talking trash, and I think that story for me, whatever the lady tried to say or do, I just have to, I don't care. And everyone has his prerogative, and you see, it's just What the hell? Anyway, listeners, let's continue to our next subject we'll talk about. So on to the next thing that we'll be talking about. And I think this will be like a serious thing that I've ever tried to think about. So last weekend, a news came about like the highest HIV prevalence rate in the country and around the world is going high. And they are trying to like contribute their counter is like the fact that we had the COVID, the pandemic, the lockdown. So after the lockdown restrictions were lifted, people went out and party and all that. So it has led to the rise of the rate of like HIV. So as a listener to me and my listeners, I like to say, please wear a condom. I don't care whatever you say, you just say, oh, I'll just pull it out. Please wear a condom, because seriously, you just be saying, I'm sure some of you just say, oh, this is right. No, it's not being tested yet. So just wear a condom. Or you will always go to the hospital to go and take your ARV. And I think most of you are so uncomfortable for you. So I would just say, please wear it. Be a man and just wear it. And if you're a lady, tell your guy to wear it. No raw, no. Just you guys should just protect yourself, and I think it will just help. Even if you don't want, you have to just wear it. Cause seriously, for me, I'm not into all that sexist stuff, but as a creator, I have to just let you know that you have to be always stand firm. Everything that you believe in, but a lot of things don't just live it out like, okay, like you might believe I'm not to wear condom. Please wear it, man, wear it, because no one will be there and come and just tell you that, oh, like you can't just say, I'll just clean myself and all that. No, bruh, no, please don't do that. Just wear it and live a long life and have a good, and have a life. Be yourself and make sure you are protected and all that. So that would be like my tips for weekend. That's Freaky Friday. So after next, the message is like, ask Kettle or ask Melon Sugar. So let's go straight to it. So our first message that we got, it's from Ella. So she says, hi kiddo, I've been dating my boyfriend for 5 years. He always thinks I'm stupid. Why? Because I'm always a person cooking. I use my money and everything, and he comes to chop. Girl, seriously, you don't have to do that. It's not like he's married to you. You don't have to do that. He's not married to you. And secondly, you're using your money to cook for him. Why? Are you stupid or what? No, please. Just have a discussion with him. Let him know you won't be cooking again. And you want everything back. Everything. And from henceforth, like, in everything, he has to help you. Because you can't just live your life and come and stay with him and you will rather spend everything that you have. No, that's not right. That's not great. Yeah. So our next one is, oh, you see about the condom stuff. Seriously. So from Melon. Melon from Accra says, "Hi Melon, sugar. For a month now, my boyfriend is always nagging me. He wants us to go raw, but I have a feeling I can't trust him. So what should I do?" Girl, just be yourself and just stand your firm. Let him know without it you can't do it for him, okay? You know, without it you can't do it for him. Even if he tries to say, "Oh, I'm just proving anything," just forget it. Make sure you stand your firm ground and make sure everything that you are so emboldened and you believe in whatever you are doing, so that you don't back out, because he will do everything so that you back out. So yeah, and to our third one. Seriously, some people are just funny. Sometimes you can just watch them and they'll be like, "Whoa, how can you text something like this and you want me to discuss on this show?" Okay, I'll just discuss it. So this coming from Francis, and he's so, hello, I'm in a three-way relationship. So that means that he's dating three girls, and what I've always tried to do was that have a different phone for each of the girls, but mostly I made a mistake and I used one phone to call all three of them, and sometimes I always make sure I talk to them 20 minutes, then later 20 minutes, that's it. But for now, the first girl always makes sure we talk for 1 hour, and sometimes it counters what I try talking with the other girl. So I've now fallen in love with the first one, and I want to just talk. I want to just leave the second and the third. And the second one says she has had a feeling and she'll curse me if I do that. The third one is nobody. For her, she says it's only, she just wants sex so I can have my way. So this is my problem. This is your problem, seriously. So I'll just say, so why did you, firstly, why did you use that same number to call all of them? Because you know that you use that same number to call them, they'll always make sure they'll call you. Yeah. And you're giving them like a time range for them to call you. So you say like 6 days. Whatever you did was not right, and I think whatever the three-way relationship has been that you were doing, it's not healthy, and you can see what it has brought to you, Francis. And for me, I'll just say I have nothing to do, but I'll just say, okay, if you love the first one, you just have to take care of her and just let her be yours, and just dog the second one and the third one. Even if the third one says she only wants sex from you, just forget her. Just clear her from your life. Yeah, and only have the first one if you really, really love her. Yeah. And to you all guys out there, you can date whoever you want, but always make sure you have a backup plan. Plan A, plan B, plan C. Because you might never know whatever you want to do and all that. Seriously, sometimes the messages that you guys send are so hilarious that some of them I'll just reply what my answer to you is. I'll not bring it to the show, but there are some are really, really funny. Seriously, like this last one, I didn't want to do it, but she says she doesn't know how to cook. And she's having a hard time, like, staying with her boyfriend. So mostly she uses, like, she goes out to order and all that. So she goes by the name Pell. Pell, just simple. Learn food from YouTube. Learn how to cook from YouTube, okay? And I think it will really help you. Just tell your husband or whatever, your boyfriend, just tell him you don't know how to cook. You can just cook breakfast for him and all that. You can't cook lunch and stuff. So you just tell him, then you just cook it for. You just learn, use YouTube and learn. Right? It's just simple. Use YouTube and learn. So, listen, guys, I think this will be the end of the show. Freaky Friday. And I think I've got laughing all and fun to your home, wherever you are listening from. And I say thank you all for listening, and I'll always tell you, continue to subscribe and follow us on any of your streaming platform, podcast platform, everywhere. And I'd like to say a very big thank you to all my old listeners and new listeners. You just have to, new listeners, you can just check them out. You can just check us out on any streaming platform. So you just type in Melon Sugar Hulu. And now we are on Facebook. So you just have to type Melon Sugar, Melon Sugar Pod. Or you can just type Melon Sugar. Then you like our page on Facebook and all that. So have a nice weekend and be best in the new month. Have fun, be crazy, but don't be too stupid, and always have it in you that it can be better. So see you guys next week, or I'll just say with a brand new episode of Melon Sugar on our podcast, Melon Sugar, brand new episodes of Freaky Friday, a whole lot of important issues I'll be bringing it to you guys. So I'll just say follow, subscribe, listen, download. We are everywhere: Spreaker, Spotify, Deezer, Google Podcast, and Castbox. What again? Pocket, everywhere. Now, I think we are now everywhere on every podcast and streaming channel. We are everywhere. So I'd like to thank you guys for listening to Melon Sugar. It's been me, Keto. Bye.
This President's Day, celebrate American legends with great deals at the Jeep President's Day event. Right now, get 0% financing for 72 months on select 2021 Jeep Grand Cherokee models. Excludes Grand Cherokee L, SRT, and Trackhawk. 0% APR financing for 72 months equals $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital, regardless of down payment. Not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2/28/2022. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you like this episode, follow, subscribe, and support Melon Sugar Podcast. In the description below, you can get a link to support this podcast. Thank you.